the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Most effective means against hexes. Confess often and well, if possible every week. The devil is so afraid of confession that he will do everything to prevent it. The presence in the house of a person who blasphemes or does not practice confession is a great obstacle to liberation and deliverance. Pray morning and evening, and before and after meals. Pray a complete rosary every day, joyful, luminous, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries. Let's remember what our sister Lucia of Fatima told Father Ferentes. There is no problem or matter of a temporal and above all spiritual order, no matter how difficult it may be, in each of our personal lives, of our families, of the families of the world, or of religious communities, or even of the life of peoples and nations, which cannot be resolved by the rosary. Brothers and sisters, let's pray the rosary with faith, slowly, thinking, what are we saying, and meditating on the mysteries. A serious walk in the path of faith, educating ourselves in our Catholic religion, making sure whatever we read follows the Catholic Church doctrine, by confirming it has an imprimatur and or nihil obstat, and having a true determination to be in the path of God. Every day, if possible, attend Holy Mass and receive Holy Communion. We cannot defeat the evil one without participating in the Holy Sacrifice and without receiving Holy Communion every day. Make acts of faith every day to our Lord, telling Him that we love Him and that we want to love Him. Let's remember that God is alive. Fast, as Jesus has recommended. Make as many prayers of deliverance as we can. Always pray to our guardian angel. Eucharistic adoration is a must. We can do a live adoration virtually as well. The prayers of deliverance and exorcism made by a priest. Use exorcised water and exorcised salt often. Salt is used to season food, and we can put it in the four corners of any room. We can carry some exorcised salt with us. The exorcised salt and exorcised oil have great power to protect houses and places against noises and evil presences. It is clear that this path of conversion is demanding. The grace of our Lord always acts with our goodwill, and even more comes to the aid of our freedom. May the Spirit, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, come to our aid. We want to remember this. The Catholic Church, in the infinite richness of its treasures, offers us everything we need to live in peace and happiness. It only remains for us to hope that this movement of conversion quenches our thirst for freedom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.